Hello, my name is Bridget Sweeney, and the ambassador group means a lot to me because, we now learnt a lot of new things, and that we know now that we have a voice, and that we, it's been an enjoyable thing to do, and yeah.
And you said you now know you have a voice. Yeah. Why do you think it's important for you to have a voice?
I think it's important to have a voice because, so that you can say what you think, and yeah, so you can say what you think, because there's a lot of people that don't say what they think, and the things get chose what they don't like.
And from all the work you've been doing, what's been your favourite part of everything?
My favourite part about the ambassador programme was doing the presentations to the younger classes, because we've learned a lot of stuff to the children, and we've also learned ourselves some stuff.
My name is Eric Delev, and the ambassador program means to me, I think it's really, really, really good for younger children. They have a voice, and let's say they're in trouble in school or anything like that, they can go to the ombudsman and they can tell them that, and they can fix it in the school. I also think it's really important to the children to have this, so they can speak to the ombudsman. I've learned that you have a right to speak, to have a voice. You have a right to clean water, right to food. You have a right to house. Favorite part is probably either the trip to Dublin or teaching the younger classes about the rights and the ombudsman.
My name is Sunny Ward. It means to me that we're just trying to learn about our rights and about what rights we have, and that all children should be treated equally. And my favourite part was just learning about the rights. I learned that people had a right to live and had a right to name.
My name is Killian O'Brien, and to me the Ombudsman programme means I learned a lot about the rights of the child and the Ombudsman Children's Office. We learned some of the rights and that you have a say in what happens. You've the right to being alive and food and clean water.
And then what has been your favourite part about all of this work?
My favourite part has also been talking to the younger classes, and I loved the trip to Dublin.
I'm Helen Moore, and I'm a teacher in sixth class, and we just thought it would be a great fit for our school, as a Jewish Band 1 school in particular. And we were shocked because they only chose two classes in all of Ireland, and so we were delighted to be included. So it really gave the kids a voice, you know, and that's so important, especially in a Jewish school, that they feel they have a voice and the equal opportunities. So they were thriving for that. It's very child-led, which is brilliant, you know. They've come up with their ideas, and they've really enjoyed learning about children's rights because it affects them directly. And even, I think, as staff, we were learning more and more about it too.
The reason we set up our ambassador school idea was to try and make sure that children around the country got to understand that they do have rights, and to give them an opportunity to know that the rights are there every day of the week. What we're looking for is enthusiasm and the willingness to sort of look at it and do different things about it. And Skulls and Frinches is really a great example of that. But they're also a really broad church of people here. There's a variety of different young people here, which again is great for us because it shows that everybody has the same rights. And that's what we want to emphasise. And the school put it on their application that there's a lot of disadvantage that they're dealing with. And again, us recognising that some of the most vulnerable children, it's more important that they know about those. So it's really been brilliant to be able to get the opportunity to work with these young people.